الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather on this third Friday of Ramadan, and as Ramadan is passing by with every second and every hour, I thought we'd discuss today about the characteristics of the people who fast, to evaluate ourselves that how much have we earned in these last 18-17 days, how much of these characteristics have we adapted, and how much is still left, so that we are right now at the threshold. We are about to enter the last 10 days of Ramadan, and these last 10 days are like a mad dash rush towards accomplishing your goal of Ramadan. Every mu'min has to have a goal. So we discussed this also last Sunday in Iftar, but many of us who come in Jummah did not be there. So I thought we'll discuss that again over here in a more evaluation fashion, so we can understand how many of these qualities, characteristics, sifat and akhlaq did we adopt. Akhlaq al-sa'imeen. First thing that we see in fasting is sabr, having patience. Just like the Rasulullah ﷺ said, as-sawmu junnah bima'na wiqaya. وقاية من المعصية والخطايا والسيئات. The Rasulullah ﷺ is saying that fasting is like a protection. You're protecting yourself from the disobedience of Allah, from the sins, from the evil, from the negative aspects. And when you protect yourself from that, when you close the door, sadd al-bab, you are essentially freeing your nafs, your soul, for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why you see in Ramadan, every Ramadan, no matter what the category of a Muslim is, they have an extra boost of energy, of iman, of taqwa. That boost comes from this liberation, freedom, emancipation of the soul. Our soul gets tied up with many fitna and fasad in the dunya. Our soul gets tangled like in a web. So when we fast, we are essentially freeing the soul to be able to show its true replica, what the purpose of the soul, the nafs was. What was the real desire of the ruh? The desire of the ruh was the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sabr is one of the things how we be able to be patient on the negatives. And that is why Rasulullah said that when somebody hurts you in Ramadan and you're fasting, you say, Allahumma inni sa'im. You're not retaliating, but you're responding with the best word that you can say, and that is, oh Allah, I am fasting. Why? You're already letting the other person know, I am very patient, sabir. And Allah loves the sabirin a lot. We know so many ayats in the Quran, but there's one ayah that I want to pick about the sabirin. Allah SWT tells us, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى السَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Sabr is one entity that Allah will give the ajr بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, a blank check, unlimited, infinity. You can't put a number. When Allah says بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ means there is no number. Even if you get the biggest number, a trillion, a zillion, whatever, that does not fit the reward that Allah has put. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى السَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. In another place Allah SWT tells us, وَاسْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Be patient. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And where can you get sabr from? Except from Allah. Meaning ask Allah for sabr. اللَّهُمَا ارْزُقْنِي أَجْرَ الصَّابِرِينَ. This is one of the dua that Rasulullah taught Abdullah ibn Abbas once. He said, look, recite this dua. Oh Allah, اللَّهُمَا ارْزُقْنِي أَجْرَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh Allah, give me the ajr of sabirin. In other words, what? Oh Allah, give me sabr. Put the reservoir of patience in me. And fasting is one of the things that is teaching people how to be patient, giving them real tools, the day-to-day things that they can use. In another ayah, Allah SWT tells us that sabr is not just for one person, but it is collectively, as a community, as a neighborhood. That Allah SWT tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِتُوا. Oh, you believe. This is the last ayah in Surah Imran, the third surah in the Quran. Allah is saying, oh, you believe, oh, you have iman. Isbiru, be patient. And when patience is there, you'll be compassionate to others. So, wasabir, isbiru wasabiru, enjoin patience to others. When you see somebody becoming impatient, irritant, erratic behavior, you go up to them and say, brother, sister, calm down, take it easy, be patient, because Allah told me to tell you this in the Quran. Isbiru wasabiru, and when you do isbiru wasabiru, when you be patient and tell someone else to be patient, what do you develop essentially? Al-Rabt bin al-Qulub. You develop a link between the hearts. And that is why Allah finished off the ayah by saying, وَرَابِتُ إِسْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِتُ رَابِتَ رَبْتْ بَيْنِ الْقُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There has to be a link, a bunch. You don't just feel the warmth of relationship just because you're related by blood to someone. Just because he or she is your blood relative, you feel the warmth. No. The true essence of sabr and fasting in Islam is that you see anyone who's Muslim, you feel the same warmth. The warmth inside as you feel for your blood brother and sister. It's as if you're akhuwa shaqiq. You see a Muslim on the park, you see a Muslim in Walmart, you see a Muslim anyway, say salamu alaykum. This is the sabr in real day-to-day life terms. Because you need patience to say salam to someone in a public place. Some people, they just feel shy to say salam to another Muslim in Walmart, in the mall, in the park. Oh, what if somebody listens to us and they're going to say, oh, you guys are fill in the blank. And that is why Allah is saying, you have to have the guts, the patience, to be steadfast on your Islam in a public place. In another ayah, Allah tells us, what is the jaza of sabr? This whole life, brothers and sisters, is all the essence of sabr. So when we enter Jannah, as we are entering Jannah, we will be given a red carpet welcome, with flowers and bouquets and fresh breeze and fragrance. And there will be angels, two angels standing there to welcome us. What will they say, as Allah says in Surah Ra'd, the 13th Surah in the Quran, Allah tells us that when angels will welcome you, will receive you, they'll say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look at the beauty. Who is welcoming you? And how are they welcoming you? The angels. The angels that are created from light, the angels who are better than us, because they don't have any ma'siyah. They follow Allah SWT. But it is the same angel that Allah ordered to make sujood to Adam. Because Allah is telling us that I made Adam and Bani Adam for my ibadah. Rahma Zalik, in spite of giving them the freedom, the free will to say no. Insan, Bani Adam has the chance to say no. You don't want to pray, you don't pray. You don't want to fast, you don't fast. You don't want to do hajj, you don't do hajj. Nobody's going to come and put a hot iron coal on top of your head. But yes, you have to pay up. You have to give the dividend return in Yawm al-Qiyamah. I mean, there are so many Muslims who don't pray. Even Ramadan, they don't pray. Did Allah kill them from hunger? Did Allah destroy their houses? Did Allah stop giving them paycheck, risk? They're not praying. I know so many Muslims who don't even fast in Ramadan. Yes, you'd be stunned. You might think, what? How can you be a Muslim? I know them. I know them personally. The best you can do is make dua for them and give da'wah to them. But look how, one thing is so amazing, they don't fast in Ramadan, but yet Allah didn't kill them. Because Allah is not vindictive, there's no vengeance. This is what people fail to understand. Allah, مَا يَفْعَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَأَمَنْتُمْ. Allah says in the Quran Surah Nisa, what will Allah achieve by giving you azab? You don't want to pray, don't pray. Doesn't make anything to Allah. You don't want to fast, don't fast. It's not going to make Allah bored. Nothing happens, not a single inch, not even a mustard seed thing happens to the dominion, the mulk of Allah, if someone doesn't want to obey. But Allah is saying, when you have this free will to disobey, to do anything you want, you have this free will, but you use this free will to obey Allah, you will get the best reward in Jannah. When you enter the door, you will be receiving with angels. An angel will be saying salam to you. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. That may Allah's peace and blessing be upon you. Our hats off to you. Our everything. Heads up to you that you were patient enough to fast, to pray. You had the opportunity to say no to prayer, no to fasting. But you were patient. And this is the essence of sabr that Siyam is teaching us. That's quality number one, the main fundamental quality in Siyam, akhlaq al-sa'imin. Second one we see is imsak al-ghadab, controlling the anger. And that is why we see Allah SWT tells us in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And race you one another, compete with one another, إِلَى مَغْفِرَةً, to the forgiveness of Allah SWT. Right now we are in the second Ashura, second 10 days of Ramadan, which is what? The Ashratul Maghfirah, the 10 days of Maghfirah. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةً أَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةً وَآخِرُهُ إِتْقُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. So right now we are right under this ayah that Allah is saying, وَسَارِعُوا, what have we done? It's 18th, 17th today. For the last 7-8 days, how much maghfirah did we accumulate? If each one of us just look to our chest and say, what did I do, oh Allah, this Ramadan? Last 7 days, how much maghfirah did Allah I accept? Did I try to accumulate? How much maghfirah did I gather, oh Allah? You said that you are giving maghfirah. And that's what Allah is saying, وَسَارِعُوا, from the root word of sara, isra. You know, rush, haste. I mean, like, if every time they advertise in New York Times, in Record or Star Ledger, that there's a big mad dash crazy sale, 5 in the morning, Saturday morning, you see people camping from Friday night. Friday midnight, people go camp over there. Oh, we're waiting here because 5 in the morning, the door's going to open, I want to be the first one. The early bird gets the worm. Who got that? They copied it from us. Allah is saying, وَسَارِعُوا, إِسْرَى, race, rush to what? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ وَجَنَّةٍ. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ اللَّهِ وَجَنَّةِ اللَّهِ. What is أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ? The مَغْفِرَةِ and Jannah of Allah is so huge, so big. The earth of السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, the whole heavens and the earth, everything, that's how big the Jannah is. You can go and go on and on, you can't realize. So how you would do that? How can you rush to this Jannah? How can you rush to this maghfirah of Allah? Allah says, "Uddad al-muttaqin." It is for the muttaqin. And who are the muttaqin? Al-ladhina yunfiquna fi s-sarra' wa-dharra' wal-kaathimin al-ghayth wal-'aafin 'anil-nas wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Allah is saying, you want to rush to the maghfirah of Allah? Open up your pockets. Tear up your pockets. Let's put it this way. That's all Allah is saying. They don't have pockets. What are pockets? Pockets are stitched in your clothing, so it's holding something. I say tear your pockets, let there be no pockets. But don't tear it so that it goes on the ground, it goes in the fi sabilillah, in the sunduq of Allah. Let there be sanariq running around your clothes, so that every time you put money in your pocket, it doesn't stay there, it goes to the sunduq. That is what Allah is saying. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those are the people, muttaqeen, who rush to the maghfirah of Allah, are those who spend in the way of Allah, in prosperity, in luxury. When you have a lot of mal, it doesn't hurt them. It's very simple, brothers and sisters, the logic. When you have a lot of mal, it doesn't hurt you a single bit, an inch, to give 1,000, 10,000. If you're having a million, what's a 10,000 in a dent? If you're having a 10,000, 20,000 stacked up, what's 1,000, not a dent? But Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Now you only have 1,000. You bring 900 all the way to Allah SWT. Or you bring the whole 1,000 to Allah SWT, like Abu Bakr right now. And Abu Bakr asks, مَا لَتَرَكْتَ لِأَهْلِكِ أَبُو بَكْرِ تَرَكْتُ فِيهِمْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah وَرَسُولُهُ. Can you imagine the iman of Abu Bakr? I mean, when I read this statement in the seerah, I get shocked, I faint. Look at the iman of Abu Bakr. تَرَكْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Is he saying, I left, there's a lot of cash with Allah and Rasul? Yes, that's what he's saying. He's saying, cash, where does the cash come from? It doesn't come from my business. It doesn't come from my paycheck. The cash is coming from Allah. Allah, غَنِيُّ وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. So he's saying, I have left for my family the whole treasury box. That is the meaning of this statement of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr is telling us, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, that the money you see in front of me, Allah, this is what I had, that I have right now, in ground. But the real money is the treasury box. And what is that? Allah Rasul. That I left for my family. And now what I had in front, I have it here for قَدَّمْتُ لِلَّهِ. And I just want to remind people that those who signed up for that mini fundraiser in the iftar that night, we have pledged 101,000. We need this 101,000 before Eid. And that is what? Whatever you pledge, make sure that before you leave today, you find your name and you talk to Brother Adam, Brother Mustafa Adam, or someone, inshallah, Brother Yusuf here. Talk to these people and say, I want to pay up this pledge that I made in the Ramadan iftar. And that is what Allah is saying. That people who give in adversity more, there is more beloved to Allah SWT. It It does not mean that if somebody is rich and they are giving a richness, Allah doesn't love that. He loves that too. But Allah is saying these are the real testing people who have meager resources, limited, very less, and yet they put everything for the sake of Allah. And then Allah shows them karamat. Allah shows them real things. Yes, mu'jizat, the bab of mu'jizat is closed. Mu'jizat cannot come. We have our aqidah iman because there's no more prophet to come. But bab of karamat maftuh ila yawm al-qiyamah. The door of karamat are open till the day of judgment and Allah will give. But the only thing is, do you have the qudrah, istata' to receive the karamah? That is what Allah is testing. I'll give you a small example, we'll be running out of time. There's a brother I talked, or we're giving a khutbah once in a masjid in Tinek. As a student. You know how much students have? They have nothing. They have to pay for rent, for college, for stuff. They're working at gas, he's working at gas station. Have very little. Always they are in cash strapped. And he was listening to the khutbah. I met him about a month later, because I was filling up my car at the same gas station where he happened to work. When I pulled over and said, I want to fill up, he said, wait a second, are you the brother who gave the khutbah? I said, yes, what happened? Did I do something wrong? Correct me if I had said something wrong. Because the way he said it, I felt like, okay, there is some nasiha coming. He said, no, what you told me, I implemented right there and then. I said, what is it? He said, I had only $20 that day in my pocket. And I left my home to go to pray. And I said, on the way back from prayer, I will buy a gallon of oil. Because we had oil, the oil bottle in our house was almost down to the last pint. So my roommate said, look, this is $20, bring the oil down on the way back from Jummah. When I heard your khutbah, you said, like I always say to people, whatever you have, put it in. Put the stake on Allah. Challenge and see what you get back in the chat. He said, at that moment, I was just so gripped, I put the whole $20 in the box. I did not care where I'm going to get the oil from. And when I came back home, my roommates were angry at me. Are you crazy? We have no money, we have to cook food, and there's no oil. You went to Jummah, after Jummah, you're supposed to get oil. You have no oil? He said, I felt very bad, brother. But I said, okay, whatever that small oil we have, we'll try to cook something. He said, Wallahu al-Azim, when I opened the closet in the kitchen, and I picked up the bottle, the bottle is half full. And he said, I can give witness. He said, I can take all the Quran that I went in the morning. It was very little, down to the bottom. Who put oil in there? I don't know. But my friends who were shouting at me moments ago, they became silent, quiet. And he's saying, karamat happened. I'm not saying that he's a sheikh, he's Sufi, he's peer, and you should go and make da'a on his hand and all. No, Allah shows you, if you're willing to put your stake to Allah. And this is the month of giving. This is the ashra of giving. The month of maghfirah. Because what is Allah saying in Surah Al-Imran? وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُوا سَمَعَةُ الْأَرْضِ وَعِدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ Raise to the general maghfirah of Allah. And how can you raise to it? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ But the adam will be going around with a box. You see this basket. It's not a fruit basket. It's going to be a fruit basket. This basket has to be full today, no matter what we have, and qualify to be from those who will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in one hadith, Rasulullah said that there will be seven types of people who will qualify to be in the shade of Allah's arsh. One of those seven types of people is one who gives in the way of Allah as if his left hand does not know what his right hand gave. And the reason I gave you the story of that student was not to amuse ourselves. I myself was crying when he was filling up the gas in my car. That even I did not know what I was telling him in the khutbah. But when he put that $20 in the box in the masjid, and he got that whole bottle half full, it was not full, yes, but half full to show us what? To show us the karam of Allah. That Allah, yes, He does come back. It may be a test, may not be right there and then. But Allah SWT is saying, you fill up the boxes of Allah. These are not boxes of these brothers and sisters. These are not the boxes of this masjid. This is box of Allah, Sundukullah. So what if it's not written on the basket, Sundukullah? All this money is going for the fi sabilillah. And Allah has an exam working. Because Allah wants, inshallah, to establish a masjid here. But the masjid is not going to come from heaven. It's not going to drop down from an alien. Some alien is going to build a prefabricated building. Here you go. This is for the Islamic sense of Morris County. People in Bud Lake, Mount Island, Hezzy Masjid. No. Allah is going to test us, seek from us, see how much we give in the way of Allah's one, And then when the masjid comes, you see that this is the work of the effort that was done by the people. And that is what Allah is saying, that those who spend the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prosperity and adversity, it is more difficult to give in adversity. It is more difficult to give when you only have $100, the whole you had. Like that student, the only thing he had was $20. He didn't have, he's not a millionaire, he's not working anywhere, he's hardly working in a gas station, they pay $5-6 an hour. The only thing he had, he put it. And then he got back from people scolded for that. But look how Allah saved his izzah, his maqam, his waqar. Allah is saying, you challenge, I will fulfill the challenge. Will you fulfill my challenge? Be the Abdullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us in the ayah again, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي الصَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ. The people who give, they are the ones who build the habit of controlling their anger. Here is the crux of the issue. People keep asking, how can I control my anger? How can I do? What pill should I take? What rehabilitation should I do? Should I go to anger management classes and pay all these people X amount of dollars for workshop? No! That $500 you're going to give for an anger management workshop, give that $500, $600 to Allah. See how Allah will give the power, the stamina, the guts in you to control your anger. This is the meaning of this ayah. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. These are the people who spend in the way of Allah. Allah will build in them the capacity, the power, the stamina to control their anger and to forgive people. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَالْعَفْوِ. And then not that, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Meaning when you give in the way of Allah and you control your anger and you forgive people, you qualify to be muhsineen and Allah loves you. That's the icing on the cake. Allah Himself is telling you, I love you, ya Bani Adam. You insane, I love you. In this world, somebody comes up to you and says, I love you. How do you feel? What happens? Some tingling feature in your heart, in your mind goes, oh, somebody loves me. Allah is saying every day, I love you, I love you, I love you. Are we there to listen to Allah's kalam? Are we there to say labbaik to Allah? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Why do you think we say this talbiyah in Hajj? This talbiyah is 24/7, 365 for a mu'min. Every single second, a mu'min has to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. When the Hajjaj Hajid say that, what are they saying? Saying, hey, I am Allah at your service. SubhanAllah, at your service, Allah, tell me, Allah, tell me what should I do. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Oh Allah, you are the only one deserving of service. Nobody else. And so I'm here at your service. Inna alhamda, verily indeed, the hamd, the praise, wa ni'mata, and the blessing and the bounties, the fadl, is for Allah. All praises for Allah and all bounties come from Allah. The praise and bounty. The giver of bounty is also the receiver of the praise. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنَّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكِ. Al-mulk laysa lil-insan. Al-mulku lillah. The mulk, the dominion, the kingdom, the energy, the everything, the man. Mulk is for who? Allah. And Allah will ask me and you in Yawm al-Qiyamah this question. I'm not saying this. Allah is telling us in Surah Sajda. Go read Surah Hamim Sajda. Allah says there in one ayah that Allah will ask on Yawm al-Qiyamah, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكَ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ هُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. Subhanallah. That ayah, it charges you up. Allah is asking the question on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when there is Fir'aun, when there is kings, when there are monarchs, when there are dictators, when there are tyrants, when there are richest people, billionaires, zillionaires, trillionaires, everybody are there, standing in the hujum. And Allah, the King of Kings, the Sovereign, the Mighty says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكَ الْيَوْمِ. For whom is the mulk dominion? Tell me Pharaoh, tell me king, tell me tyrant, tell me dictator. Who belongs the kingdom today? وَخَشَتَ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah says in Surah Taha over there, وَخَشَتَ الْأَصْوَاتِ. The sounds will not be able to speak. Even if somebody has the jura to say, yes, yes, Allah, it's me, it's me. They will not be able to do that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because Allah is saying, وَخَشَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah will take, snatch away the speech from the insan. And even if that tyrant and king and monarch Pharaoh wants to say, Oh, I am the king, you are not. وَخَشْيَةَ الْأَسْوَاتِ. And I forget the next part of the ayah. وَلَا تَسْمَعُوا إِلَّا حَمْسَ. حَمْس. حَمْس, we say in Arabic, is like somebody want to see something, but it's not coming up. That is what Allah is saying in that ayah in Surah Ta'a. If you see the Quran, مجمع, all of it together, then you see the real tafsir. So when Allah says, لِبَرِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, you don't hear any حَمْس. Just حَمْس you hear. Then Allah Himself will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاهِدُ الْقَهَارِ. اليوم ملك لله. Today the dominion is for Allah, the mighty, the powerful, the everlasting. Because in the dunya, ayahs Allah gave you mulk. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ. Allah, تُعْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّن تَشَاءُ. In Surah Al Imran, Allah tells us, He gives the mulk to whoever He wants. كافر ولا مسلم ولا هي, everything. Whoever is a Bani Adam can get mulk from Allah. تُعْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ. He can snatch away the kingdom from whoever he wants. Because Allah is Allah, Allah is King. لَا يُسْعَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْعَلُونَ. We cannot question Allah. Allah, why you give these guys so much mulk? Allah, why this leader so much? We can't question Allah. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ بِيَدِهِ. Everything is Allah. So this is what we understand in terms of Ramadan, in terms of this special month, that we have sabr as one quality, we have controlling of the anger as a second quality, we have infaq, generosity and richness, giving in the way of Allah as a third quality, and we also have as sa'imin akhlaq, we have refraining from bad language, refraining from ghiba and namima, refraining from lying, refraining from cursing. What good is the fasting if the person in the business cheats the other person? What good is fasting if the person selling the car lies to the person, doesn't tell him the truth about the car? What good is it when a person is selling the dates, tamr, and selling it and doesn't say that on the bottom of the bag there are some bad dates? And what good is that person doing business when they are cheating, doing, and they're fasting? Allah doesn't need their hunger. Allah doesn't need their thirst. Allah doesn't need this thing. Allah is saying, build the akhlaq of sa'imin in you. Build it as you are fasting, implement in your heart with it gradually. And that is why we see the next thing, the next akhlaq, number four, is humbleness to other people. At-tawadu' ila an-nas jami'an. Allah SWT tells us in the Quran, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْصَانٍ فَخُورٍ. Don't make your cheeks, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ. You know, having that feeling and that feeling of boast and pride, you know, fluffing up your cheeks and trying to raise up your shoulders and pull up your chest and say, you know, I'm something. I'm Mr. Dips. Allah is saying, who are you? You are you. You have not, you cannot create the world. You cannot create the mountains even. You can't even create the earth that you're standing and sleeping and sitting on. So what are you boasting about, ya ayyuhal insan? وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Allah is saying, when you walk on this earth, don't walk insolently. Don't walk with boast and pride. Even the earth is a witness to you that this Bani Adam, this son of Adam that was walking on me, was walking with pride and arrogance. The earth will give witness, shahada. Can you imagine? That on your Qiyamah, Allah will ask the earth, hey, this person used to live in New Jersey, in Morris County, earth, tell me, how did he or she walk? Earth will give witness, shahada. Be ready for that. And that is what Allah is saying. That إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَارٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah, one of the main purpose of fasting is to have tawadu, humility and humbleness to people. Having the tender, soft nature that when somebody comes up to you, it's as if like you are almost inclined and falling down in front of them. So that you're begging and becoming their servant or slave. No, you have that kind of feeling, sensitivity, that the other person standing in front of you is delighted, obliged, honored. SubhanAllah, look at this moment. The fasting has changed that person dramatically, drastically. That before fasting, this person used to treat me like trash. And now that he or she is fasting, I am like the king in front of him. This is the purpose of tawadu ila an-nas. And then also we have the ability of self-control, tahdhib an-nafs. The fifth quality of the sa'imeen that are supposed to be developed. For those of us who came late, our topic today is the 10 qualities of the fasting person. So that we are now on 17-18 Ramadan, 17-18, we are almost halfway through and above the half. Each one of us need to look at this questionnaire, each one of us need to look at this, how much of these 10 have I adopted, and how much is left, so that in the next 11-12 days you have left,
Sari'u, rush to it. Rush to adopt. So that at least on Yawm al-Qiyamah you can say, brother, Ramadan of 14:26, I was able to do. Allah, Ramadan of 14:26, I was able to adopt these 10 qualities. Except for me as a way to for my najat from Allah. So quality number 5 is tahdhib al-nafs. Ability to control our nafs. What does Allah SWT tell us? Allah says in the Quran, that very beautifully, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Really beautiful ayah, short, concise, to the point, simple, gets into the brain. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever fears the maqam of his Rabb, the authority, the grandeur, the magnitude of their Lord, their Allah, whoever fears that, the authority of Allah, maqam Rabbi. And not that enough, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And then he literally, he or she took the nafs and grabbed it by it and said, look nafs, don't you dare fall into the trap of shaitan. Look nafs, don't you dare fall into the waswas of shaitan. Look nafs, don't you dare fall into the ma'asi of Allah. وَنَهَى, نَهَى means to cleanse, to eradicate, to wipe off, to weed it out. Weed out your nafs from what? From the hawa. The whole essence of siyam, fasting, is to quench and quell the desire, the nafs. Hawa nafs. Because this hawa nafs is what makes us become failures in Yawm al-Qiyamah. This hawa of the nafs is what makes us fall into the trap, and then we have guilt and remorse, oh, why did I do it? Every time the Bani Adam, the son of Adam, every time he or she does the sin, right after the sin, what do you have? A nadam. Guilt. Nadana, remorse. You say, oh, why couldn't I control myself before the sin? Whatever the sin is, I don't want to take any names, but whatever sin any Muslim mu'min, Bani Adam, is indulged in, right as soon as the sin is finished, they have this guilt, this remorse. They have this nadam that, oh, shucks, I missed it. I could have just controlled myself at that junction, at that moment. Because the hawa of nafs only takes a few seconds. Doesn't even take a minute. To make any lahu, lahu, wa shahwa, or anything. It takes few seconds for you to fall and trip, and you make the mistake. And then as soon as you come back to your senses, this is also from Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Tawfiq is from Allah. The encouragement from Allah. So this feeling of guilt, remorse, and never is also from Allah. As soon as you're done from the sin, automatically your heart starts to kill you. Your heart, your nafs begins to curse you and say to you, what did you do, ya insan? How couldn't you resist that temptation, that lust, that desire? Why did you give in? Why did you cave into your nafs? Hawa nafs. And that is what Allah is saying. وَأَنَّ مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That person is the true warrior. That person is the true deserving of reward and accolade. That person is the true champion. The champion of his or her nafs. Who could crush their nafs. You are not a champion if you can defeat an enemy. You are not a champion if you can defeat the one in front of you. But you are a champion if you defeat the enemy within you. Inside you. Hawa nafs. The next thing is khushu ila Allah. Having tawada. Having khushu ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ بِالْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Because of our khushu and khudu ila Allah, because of our tawadu to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgives our sins. And this is the month of siyam, month of fasting, to develop the khushu. The month of fasting, to develop humility and humbleness towards Allah. To feel an essence in our salah, in our fasting. And with that comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, the softness of the heart. Quality number 7, raqiqul qalb. It's very hard and difficult to make your heart soft. Hearts, they can easily become hardened, stiff, rigid, stubborn. But it takes a whole mountain to make the heart raqiq, soft, mild, tender. Look what Allah SWT tells us about Rasulullah in Surah Al-Imran. Allah is telling this to us in Quran about our Rasulullah. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah is saying, ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب, then oh you Muhammad عليه السلام, if you were stiff, rigid, stiff-hearted, hard-hearted, like فظا من حولك, people will run away from you. So it is from the rahmah of Allah لنت لهم. It is from the rahmah of Allah that Allah put this feeling that people would come and flock to him, they would come close to him. It is from the rahmah of Allah that people flock to you. If you see people coming up to you, accepting you, liking your company, being with you, it is from the rahmah of Allah, the raqiq al-qalb. But if people run away from you, if people don't like to be with you, they don't want to hang out with you, there is something wrong in my heart. We need to check. And that is what Allah SWT is saying. That, ثم قصد قلوبهم من بعد ذلك فهي كالهجارة أو شد قسوة. Allah is telling us in Surah Baqarah that our hearts, they become قسوة, hardened. كالهجارة, like a stone. Why? Because in that way, the heart cannot function. They become hard like a stone. أو شد قسوة. Because of the أعمال, the deeds, the fitna, the سيئات, every negative thing we do, every sayyad that we do, it hardens the heart, it stiffens. And then number 8, we have a shukr wa tawakkul Allah, reliance to Allah, giving thanks to Allah. And this is what the month of fasting, month of Ramadan, teaches us. The month of fasting, the month of siyam, is teaching us the issue of giving shukr to Allah and having tawakkul Allah, reliance and dependence in Allah. If we don't depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, how on earth can we develop this feeling of dependence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, one of the ways that you can build the shukr, the ihsan, is by being thankful to the slaves of Allah for what Allah has given you, by sharing it with them. You have money, you share with them. You have skill, caliber, you share with them. You have something that you can, that you, only you have it, you share it. You come and donate your time, donate your skill, your caliber, your qualities, so others can benefit. Whatever Allah has bestowed upon you as a bounty, you share it with others. This way you develop shukr in Allah. And then number 9, al-hub wa-shuk wa-uns in Allah. Having love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having the love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the most love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, that there are 7 types of people that Allah loves. Can you become only one of them, one of those 7 in this month, month of Ramadan? Who does Allah love? Listen up. Number 1, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحَبُّ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. Allah loves the good doers. Good could be anything. Doesn't just mean money. It means any good. You إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. You remove a bark of a tree, you remove a nail from the road, that is also ihsan, muhsin, good doing. You help someone who is stuck in a traffic jam, you stop by, say, yes, brother, sister, you need help, I see you stuck in an accident, you need some help, should I call a tow truck? You see somebody's car broke up, you see somebody fell down from a stair, you run over there to help them, regardless of they're Muslim or not. This is ihsan. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Number 2, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tawwabin. This is the month of tawbah. And Allah is saying, I love those who seek tawbah, seek repentance. So you could be up every night, 10 minutes before suhoor, eat your suhoor, get done with suhoor, and you could be making tawbah as the rifar in tahajjud, in qiyam al-layl, and Allah loves you. Number these are 2. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muhsinin, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tawabin, and the 3rd one, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Make niyyah, make ahad with Allah in this month of Ramadan. 18 days have passed, 12 left. Make niyyah that the next 11, 12 days of Ramadan, I will always be with wudu. This is the meaning of mutatahhirin, tuhur. Look at Bilal and Anu. Rasulullah is saying to Bilal, Ya Bilal, what do you do that I heard your footsteps in Barah, Bilal, with him? In my dream, I saw your footsteps in Jannah. What do you do on earth? You are alive. I see you. What will you do? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't do anything except that every time I make wudu, I make rak'atayn tahiyyatul wudu. This is my habit. So from there, Rasulullah made that part of his sunnah also. Subhanallah. Till this day, until the day of Qiyamah, every Muslim who makes wudu and prays 2 rak'ah sunnah, tahiyyatul wudu, is following the sunnah of Rasulullah and is also following the footsteps of Bilal al-Habashi radiallahu anhu. Mutatahhirin, tuhur. Make your niyyah that I want to be always with wudu. Just practice the next 10 days and see how dramatically your life changes drastically. Because why? Allah is saying in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Taste the love of tahur. Taste the love of Allah when He says that I love those who are pure and love purity. being with wudu all the time. We break wudu off and on. Many times we say, oh, when the salat time will come, I make wudu. But every time you break your wudu, the moment you broke your wudu, leave everything you're doing, go to the bathroom, make wudu, come back, and see what happens. Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. Number four, in the Quran. These are all from the Quran that Allah, these are the people that Allah loves. So we should try in this last 10, 11, 12 days of Ramadan to be at least one of these seven. If we can be all seven, the more the merrier, the best. Number four, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. I don't need to explain what we mean by muttaqeen. Number five, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves the people who are sabr, and this is the month of sabr. Number six, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Try, take something of tawakkal Allah, depend on Allah, blindfoldly trust on Allah in some predicament that you are in this month, and see how Allah loves you, the mutawakkilin, the reliance and dependence on Allah. Last but not the least, number seven, inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Muqsitin are those who comes from adil, meaning just. People who are just, who have adil, adala, who are not zalim, oppressors. They do justice in everything they do. They do justice in their relationships, in their family ties. They do justice in their career, their job. They do justice in their education. They are muqsitin. Muqsit comes from the root word of qist. Qist means what? Installment, portion. You buy a car on qist. Every month you're giving a fixed portion. So muqsit is someone who's fixed on adil, justice. These are the seven people that Allah loves. Which one of these would we want to be in these last 11, 12 days? Last but not the least is abstinence from materialism. This is the 10th major quality that akhlaq al-sa'imin that we should have. And that is az-zuhd fi dunya wa al-faqr ila Allah. Having abstinence from the materialistic life of this dunya and having zuhd from it and having the faqr ila Allah, feeling poor and needy towards Allah. Look what Allah SWT tells us in the Quran. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Subhanallah. Allah is saying, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Allah is saying, I have certainly indeed heard the saying of those people who say that Allah is poor and we are rich. This was said by a group of people who live on this earth who had a lot of prophets, who had a holy book, and they said to their prophets, what kind of God you have? He asked for money from us? That means your God is poor. Subhanallah, we donate money fi sabilillah. If any time you get this feeling that I'm giving money in the way of Allah and Allah is poor, then you fall in the trap of what these people fell. They said, نَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا وَاللَّهُ فَقِيرٌ. How did Allah reply back to them? Allah said to them, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Allah did not say, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He said, He involved all the people. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. All you people, all humanity. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. All people, all humanity, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are the needy and poor and destitute of Allah. You are helpless. You are speechless. You are nothing in front of Allah. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. One of the 99 names of Allah is Al-Ghani. One of the 99 names of Allah is Al-Hamid. Allah is the rich and the giver, the bestower on people. So people can never think that they are ahead of Allah. Astaghfirullah. And Allah loves those people who feel their poverty in front of Allah. When they come in the darkness of the night on the musalla and they drop down on their knees, they put their forehead in front of Allah and say, oh Allah, I am helpless, I am speechless, I am destitute, I am in need, I am poor, I need your help. Allah loves those people who cry and beseech Allah and plead to Allah, because this is what Allah loves to give to them. People acknowledge their weakness, people acknowledge their weaknesses and their deficiencies, the deficiency they have. No matter how much rich they become, how educated they become, how big they become in this dunya, whether they become the king of some country, they are still poor in front of Allah. And this is one quality that Siyam makes us understand. How? When you see the food in front of you, you can't eat it because the food is haram. You are fasting. Until the Azan and Maghrib, you cannot touch the food. Forget touching the food. You can't even look at it. Because if you look at it and you have shahwa and lezzah, that is also a sayyah, sin. It is deliberately looking at food during fasting is a negative thing in Islam and Iman. We should not look at it. By chance it happens, okay. But deliberately with intention, with me and looking at food, 5 more hours from Maghrib, 2 more hours from Maghrib, I need the food. No, that is haram. Because that will counteract towards your fasting. And that's why Rasulullah said, how can you build the faqr in Allah? How can you have zuhud in dunya? He said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلُّ خَتِيَةٍ. Rasulullah said, the love of this dunya, love of materialism and wealth and absence of this dunya, is the ra's, head of every khati'ah, mistake, sin, shortcoming, problem. Because the love drags you towards that. In another place, Allah loves the ifaf. Ifaf means abstinence. People who have a lot, but they want to deliberately abstain from the luxuries and lavishness to be closer to Allah. You get closer to Allah when you abstain from the luxuries and the facilities that Allah has given. Allah says in the Quran that يَحْسَبُهُمَ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَا مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. In Surah Baqarah, Allah tells us that the ignorant people, they think that the people who are أَغْنِيَا rich are poor because they abstain from the richness. And that's why Allah called that person jahil, ignorant, because he or she is ignorant from the aqeedah, from the belief of that person who is staying away from wealth and materialism in spite of Allah bestowing. Would you call Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu a poor person? No, he could buy the whole city, but he stayed away from wealth. Would you tell Abu Dhar al-Ghaffari, would you tell Abu Rahman ibn Auf that you are jahil, ignorant, you have so much from Allah, you're staying away from it? No. They knew the qadr of materialism. They knew the qadr of Allah. So they deliberately stayed away, abstinence from materialism and wealth. Rather, they used that to purchase their Jannah. What did Abu Rahman ibn Auf say to Rasulullah? He said, take this one whole garden. I don't need, I have two gardens. Take both of them. But Rasulullah said, no, keep one. Give the other fi sabilillah. These were people who were millionaires, billionaires, zillionaires, but they cared less about money, about wealth, about hub of dunya. And that's why Allah says, يَحْسَبُهُمْ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. And that is why Allah is telling us that we should be in amongst those who have these qualities, sifat al-sa'amin. May Allah give us the tawfiq to establish these 10 qualities in this month of Ramadan, whatever is left of it. And may Allah forgive our sins, and may Allah release our necks from the hellfire. Allahumma atqi riqabana wa riqab aba'ina min al-nar. اللهم اتق رقابنا ورقاب ابائنا من النار رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم